what is your name, sir?
Nathan Belluccio.
Okay, just hold one second, sir.
That's me.
Okay, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse will conduct your hearing, sir.
All right, Mr. Belluccio, could you please state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Nathan Dane Belluccio, 284211.
Thank you, and good morning. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the three alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you about this hearing, and I see that you signed your form on October 30th. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thanks. And the form listed your hearing rights, and one of those rights is that you can hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. I don't see a lawyer there today. Are you representing yourself?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thanks. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting this hearing. There's a four-person panel today. If you look way down at the opposite end of the bench from me is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. Right in the center of the bench here is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Right next to me is the Honorable Mr. Louis Quinones, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse, and I'll be the panel chair for your hearing today. Also with us in the room, good morning. Also in the room, now you can see Mr. Osborne there. He's representing his community corrections officer, representing the Department of Corrections and your parole officer. All right, so before we get started, I need to swear both you and Mr. Osborne in. So Mr. Belluccio and Mr. Osborne, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. Thank you, both of you. This hearing will be conducted in two phases, Mr. Belluccio. The phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, and then phase two to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So I'm going to read information from this warrant. I'll read each of these allegations to you, and I need you to tell me if it's each one of those is true or false. If you believe it's false, then we'll take some testimony from Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it further. But the board will make the final determination as to whether you violated your conditions. So do you understand the process?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, sir. We'll go ahead and start phase one of your hearing then. And the first allegation is that you had violated the condition of supervision and had lapsed, or were probably about to lapse into criminal ways or company, by violating condition number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about September 23rd, 2017, per the TASC GCMS lab report dated October 5th, 2017. Mr. Belluccio, is that true or false?
It's true.
Okay, thank you. The second allegation is that you violated condition number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Vivre, 2501 West Elm Street in Phoenix, on or about October 3rd, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Mr. Belluccio, is that true or false?
It's true.
Okay, thank you. And then the third allegation is a violation of condition number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to attend, participate, and complete the Residential Community Behavioral Modification at V-Ray, 2501 West Elm in Phoenix, as directed in writing on September 28, 2017. Mr. Belluccio, is that true or false?
Yes, true.
True? Okay, thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Belluccio's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
All right, thank you. Hold one second, Mr. Belluccio. I have to mark some paperwork here. All right, back to you. So we've completed phase one of your hearing. Now we'll do phase two, and to determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by. Mr. Osborne is going to give us some background information, and we'll be right back with you. Just hold on the line there. Mr. Osborne.
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Melucio was released from DOC custody on September 5th of 2017. He was arrested on October 5th of 2017 at the Mason Regional Parole Office on a tech violation and returned back to custody that same day. With 0 abscond days and a community supervision end date of December 31st of 2019. Current conviction, 2017, drug paraphernalia violation, 10 months. Prior conviction, 2013, aggravated DUI, 2 years, 6 months. He's had 2 terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 2.2, a mental health score of 3, and a substance score of 3. There's no STG or gang information noted. He has a moderate disciplinary history, and since his return on October 23rd of 2017, received a write-up for theft and possession of stolen property. Other arrests, 2009, regular tools possession, AZ felony conviction probation, and he has a community risk score of G5B4.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Osborne. Mr. Belusio, just looking over your case supervision summary here, it looks like you were originally approved to live with your father in Santan Valley at 40288 North Lerwick, but your father said you couldn't live with them unless you completed a drug program. So you were sent to the MRC, but you were discharged from there because you were missing therapy. You missed some on, you weren't kind of engaged in the treatment program, and you missed September 26th, 27th. So because of that, you were directed to live at Vivre at 2501 West Town, but on October 3rd, just 5 days later, you left Vivre on your own. So why weren't you participating in the drug program at MRC? I've heard that's a really good program. Why were you not participating?
I was participating, but I was also having difficulties with my withdrawal. I was on methadone, and when they released me from prison, they took me from 90 milligrams to 12 milligrams in 3 weeks and then put me on the streets in a full withdrawal.
Okay.
So when I left my dad told me I can't be withdrawing at his house. So they put me in MRC, and at MRC, I was in groups, sick, I was withdrawing from my medication, and that's at least a 30 to 60 day withdrawal. So I was having a hard time, so they let me go lay down for the first day, and then the second day I was like, I can't sit up, my back's hurting, I felt like I was throw up, diarrhea, and they let me go lay down again. Then they decided to call me into their offices, like in a big group, and they said that we just don't feel that at this time I'm appropriate for their program.
Okay, I understand.
So they moved me to Vivre, and then at Vivre, I was still going through my withdrawals, and I made some bad decisions, and I left, and I got high, and then I decided that I knew I was messing up, and I needed help, and I think I needed to go to detox is what I needed, or exactly what happened was come back to prison is pretty much where I did my withdrawal.
Okay.
And so
you're all.
I feel like I was.
You're feeling good now. You're feeling okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, good.
Down 40 pounds.
Oh, okay. Good. Wow, that's something else. Okay. All right.
I just felt like right when I got out, I just wasn't at a good start. My mind was cloudy. I was sick. And what do drug addicts do when they're sick? They want to feel better. That's exactly what I did.
Right. Okay.
And I even told. The reason why I went to MRC is I called my parole officer and I said, dude, I need help. Help me, please. So that's why they put me in MRC. I didn't want to leave MRC. I wanted to stay there, but by their choices, they thought it would be better for me to go to somewhere else.
Right.
But I was just starting to get comfortable with the 90-day program. I was starting to accept it. But because of my withdrawal, they should have said he needs to go to Community Bridges, is what I thought I would think would have been better for me.
Okay. All right. Hold on 1 second. Mr. Osborne has a comment here.
Yes, ma'am. At MRC, he probably would have been offered Community Bridges, but he did walk outside on his own accord. I also have notes on here from October 5th of 2017 from Senior Parole Officer Jonathan Foote, if I may read those.
Sure, please.
The offender reported today on his own accord. The offender had an opportunity at MRC IHH, but was discharged and sent to Vivre. Offender left Vivre after a couple days. relapsed and was allowed back in the program for a second time. He left Beaver again a few days later and relapsed again. Offender came in the office today and was placed in handcuffs and arrested. The offender was bouncing off the walls, quote, during the handcuffing and during the time at the Mesa Regional Co office. The offender admitted to methamphetamine use prior to entering the office by way of IV drug use. Offender's actions were very unpredictable in the office today, and returning him to treatment program under these conditions would not be in the best interest of community safety nor the offender's best health interest. So I just wanted to note that, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Yes, and that really certainly supports what you've said, which is that you were just unable to participate physically. So, okay, well then...
And mentally.
Right, and that probably answers my next question, which is that you weren't working at all. You were just focused on getting well.
I physically couldn't, yeah.
Exactly.
My parole officer, I thank him. He saved my life pretty much by bringing me back here.
Okay.
If it wasn't for here, I wouldn't be who I am right now.
Well, we're glad for that. We're glad that you're back. Let's see. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions. Mr. Quinones.
Thank you, Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Belushio?
Yes, sir.
Just a quick question. You said you put on 40 pounds. Hopefully you're feeling better. I'd like to believe you're telling us the truth. What's keeping you off drugs inside prison? Because we know that there's drugs available inside. So what's turning the corner for you?
Because of my actions, I lost my fiance for the last 3 years we've been together. I lost her. I lost my family. And I'm just tired of living that street life. Like, I've lived a good life, having a job and working. And I miss that. I miss being my happy, joyful self, not the drug fiend I was. Like, it's not the life that I want to return to. I can't do it no more, and it's time to grow up.
When's the last time you used drugs?
October 5th.
And you've put on that much weight since?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
I can't find a more scientific word than wow.
Yeah.
But I just hope you are. I hope you're sincere about feeling better and staying on course. That's all I wanted to say.
Of course, I am.
Thank you, sir.
I just can't wait to prove it to my family.
Well, good. Is your family here in Arizona?
Yes, they are. They're in Santan Valley.
Okay.
My dad's very supportive. So if you notice from the records, my dad's been part of my recovery and my parole office, or my parole. He's just very supportive.
Okay. So if this board released you, what would your plan be? If the board
To go back to MRC or Vibre if I can. I really want, because I don't have a lot of time left. And if I just get out, like if I finish parole, I'll be stuck right here in Yuma with no resources. But being on parole, they offer to help me in, like, because when you're on parole, parole pays and helps you with the programming.
Uh-huh.
And I need programming, and there's no programming for me in here. I don't qualify for GD, I don't qualify for drug treatment because of my time. And that's another thing, on my parole papers it says December 31st, 2019.
Yes.
That's not correct.
I was just starting to wonder that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it 2017, really?
It's supposed to be, yeah.
Mr. Osmond, let's just check Mr. Osmond's question.
Let me recheck the email.
Thank you.
I had the same thing on my paper.
Yeah, me too. I've got the...
Well, and I also had issues about the date of offense was in 2013, and then he had a 2017 offense. I wasn't sure if he...
It's a 10-month sentence.
Yeah.
That's the same charge. It's just I was on probation for a while and then ended up going to prison.
Oh, the drug paraphernalia you started on probation?
Yeah. Yeah.
Indeed.
Okay.
I was doing good for a while, and then I fell off when I lost my job.
Right. Okay.
That's on the original warrant.
That doesn't seem like the right date. We're checking. We're still, Mr. Osborne is checking that in the system.
Yeah, I was trying to find out 2 years of parole. I'm like, what? I only did 10 months.
Yeah, that doesn't seem right.
It is a miscalculation on their part, and they have not recalc. So I'm going to have to send it, an email to Time Comp.
Okay.
And ask them to recalculate this.
Okay. So he'll be able to get the true date from his CO3.
I also have a CO3 comp. I'm going to email them right now. They have a CO3 check on it.
Okay. So you heard that, Mr. Belusio. We'll check on that.
Yeah.
It appears that the date is wrong, and you're correct. It's sometime sooner than 2019. All right. Fellow board members, do you have any more questions?
Yeah, just one. Mr. Belusio, I'm not going to make a decision based on your rough calculation, but when do you think you're supposed to come out?
The 31st.
You think it's this year?
Or Yeah, 31st or January 1st.
Okay, thank you. It just puts things in context. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so we won't be able to... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Because I know if I get, if I just stay and do my parole, it wouldn't be any, like, I'd be out with no problem, no papers, no more. But I kind of don't want authority figure for at least the next month so I can at least get a foundation. Because if I am able to go to, like, a program, like VBRAGAN or even MRC, I can get a foundation underneath me where I get my ID, get a social, food stamps, a job. So when I'm off parole, I have something to go to, you know what I mean?
Understood.
Instead of just getting out of here, all right, now I'm not your problem no more, and I'm just out there and figure it out.
Right, okay. Mr. Osborne, will we be able to get an answer?
Probably not before this hearing is over.
Right.
But I do see some from earlier calculations before the final screen, there was a date of December 18th. And they recalced to 12/31/19. I believe they probably meant to say 12/31/17. I'm guessing.
Right.
I'm not from Time Comp, but
we're guessing
no.
too.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Belusio. We're coming to toward the end of your hearing, and I'd like to give you the opportunity just to make a final statement, if you'd like to, without repeating anything you've told us already. So, what would you like the board to know?
I've pretty much said everything. I accept all the problems and like mistakes I've made. Like, I knew I had a choice when I got out to go and do drugs, but I made the choice to go get high and make bad decisions. What led me back to here? I could have made bigger, better choices, but I guess I can say that I'm only human and I should have been more of an adult in making those choices. But thank God that I'm here now today, because I could be dead, and I'm blessed to be alive.
All right, thank you, sir. And we're glad for that, too. All right. So, Mr. Belusio, the board is going to go into discussion and make a determination. So we do all of our work under Arizona open meeting law, so the discussion occurs in public. We haven't discussed your case before right now. So you'll be able to listen as we discuss, but all we ask is you just remain silent on the phone, and we'll talk about it and come right back to you with an answer. Okay, sir? All right, thank you. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Belusio certainly is an earnest individual. I think he's come around in his mind to just the true cost of his continuing to use meth. He says that he lost his fiance, he lost his family, and he just misses having a normal life, understood. So he's feeling the cost. And he also asks, and I understand this, for reinstatement of his community supervision so that he can have a solid foundation before he actually gets out and is truly on his own with no supervision. I completely understand that. He did not abscond, so that is a good thing. I would like to hear some input from my fellow board members. So possibly only has a month to go, but we don't know for sure on the time clock. Any other comments?
I think, Madam Chair, in view of, it's unfortunate that we don't have the time. That's very unfortunate.
Yeah.
But I think that it is going to be a reduced time, and I think in his case, and on all their circumstances, I would not say this. I think maybe we ought to give him an opportunity to come back out in the community so that he can get reestablish himself and make sure that working with his parole officer, make sure that he won't be back on drugs. Otherwise, he'll be right back in. So I think this would be a kind of a test for him, just one board member's opinion.
Mr. Kenyon?
Yes, I agree with the board chairman. I think when we look at the totality of this case, this individual case, it's very drug and addiction centric. And I think we might be doing the community a bigger favor by allowing him to have some supported transition into the community as opposed to him using whatever programming is available to him in DOC, which sounds like it's very little. So I know we don't have the exact date, but I'm comfortable that he doesn't have 2 years left of his prison sentence and some support from parole might be warranted.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Neal, any comment?
I agree.
Okay, thank you. All right, then, based on our discussion with Mr. Belusio, information provided by Mr. Osborne, and specifically the potential community, the release date of probably more in this 2017, more than the warrant shows as being the 19. Based on that information and the fact that Mr. Belusio clearly shows a desire to receive some drug treatment and to have some support as he's released in the community, I move to return Mr. Belusio to community supervision with the same conditions, but also an amended condition of
number six.
The parole officer to start revocation process upon the first positive, diluted, missed, unsuitable for testing, or unexcused QA. We would definitely add that one. And do board members have any other? We would say recommend placement and successful completion of program that offers substance abuse treatment. I would add that one too.
I agree.
Any other conditions that we'd like to add other than those? So the motion is continue him on supervision with the same. Oops, check in the wrong place. Sorry. Return Mr. Belusio to community supervision with the same conditions and the additional conditions of placement and successful completion of substance abuse treatment and immediate revocation process for the first positive, diluted, missed, unsuitable for testing, and unexcused UA. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Agree.
All right, Mr. Garcia, you heard the board's discussion, and we have voted. We're putting our faith in you. We don't want you to let us down. You heard the conditions: drug testing, first UA. You'll be right back. Any UA that has any sort of a problem, and we want you to go to drug treatment. Because it really sounds like you're going to be successful. I think you've made up your mind. We want you to be successful. We're sticking our necks out for you, so don't let us down, okay, Mr. Belusio?
Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Thank you very much for participating in your hearing today, And if you'd give the phone back to your CO3, that'd be great. Your hearing is concluded. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Thank you, guys.